23 bishops and priests are on their way to becoming the church's newest cardinals. Pope Benedict himself made the announcement to crowds of pilgrims at the weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday.
Io ora la gioia di annunciare che il 24 novembre prossimo, vigilia della solennità di Nostro Signore Gesù Cristo, Re dell'Universo, terrò un consistoro.
Pope Benedict said he was calling a consistory for November 24th, the eve of the Solemnity of Christ the King. This will be the second consistory of Pope Benedict's pontificate. One of the newly named cardinals is American, the former president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications and currently pro-Grand Master of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem, Archbishop John Foley. He was in the square when he heard the Pope announce his name. He told Philippa Hitchin about that moment.
I was on my way back from the eye doctor. I had had an eye operation the day before, and I had to have my eye checked. And on the way back, I said to the man driving me, I said, maybe you could leave me in St. Peter's Square because there's an announcement I want to hear. So I wanted to know who the other cardinals were, too. I had no idea. And so I was there in St. Peter's Square, and there was a Polish man next to me who spoke some German, or who spoke some English, rather. And when the names were read out, he said, do you know any of these people? I said, I know most of them, and I am one of them. Well, I don't think he could believe it. You know, there I was way back in the back of the crowd standing and with him. Was thrilled to be there and to hear that. And I was surprised that my name was second, which was a great honor on the part of our Holy Father. So I'm very grateful to him for this appointment.
What about on a personal level, though? What does this really mean to you as a person?
It reminds me of some of the magnificent people who have served in the College of Cardinals, and it's a very humbling thought to think that I'll be following some of them and joining many of them. I know, I guess, most of the cardinals, and they're certainly admirable men, and it will be an honor to be working with them on behalf of our Holy Father.
Another new cardinal hails from Asia. The Archbishop of Bombay, India, Oswald Gracius, spoke to Paul Anthem about his new job.
I think for the church, my appointment is more a recognition of India and the Indian church, and also, of course, the See of Bombay, which is the biggest archdiocese in the country. And then I also think that I do feel that the Indian church can make a contribution on the universal level. I'm not speaking of myself personally, but the Indian church in general, like our theologians, then our priests, our lay people, certainly can make their own contribution to the universal church in different ways, in theology, and in the apostolate, in also thinking about re-evangelization. I certainly think that. And then the pastoral initiatives which are taken over here are very creative, I would think. So I'm happy for all in that sense of that the Indian church is would be able again have another opportunity to make a contribution to the universal church.
And Bishop, what will your priorities be to fulfill the role to the best of your ability? What will your priorities be in the position?
It depends on the opportunities, depends on what the Holy Father wants. And I would continue the work I'm doing at the moment for the conference. But as far as India is concerned, of course, I do see the priority of interreligious dialogue, which is so very important. And my own episcopal motto is to reconcile all things in Christ. And I do think reconciliation, bringing peace, bringing harmony, building bridges is a very, very important role which the church has got to fulfill. And I'd be happy to be an instrument in that.
Archbishop Sean Brady of Armagh, Ireland, told Lydia O'Kane he was honoured to be elevated to cardinal.
It is a great honour, a daunting challenge, a humbling one, but an honour, and an honour not to me personally, but an honour to the Church in Ireland, I think, and of course to the Church here in Armagh, the seat of St. Patrick, where the people of Armagh rejoice very, very much in this. The ones to whom I have been speaking certainly are overjoyed. But I know it comes with a tag on it, because that is, it's a call to service in the church, to serve the communion with the Holy Father and through him to other churches. So it will bring other responsibilities and other duties, but that's what I was ordained a priest for, that's what I was ordained a bishop for, and I want to avail of this opportunity to ask through Vatican Radio for prayers for especially my friends in Rome who may be listening. Many, many friends I've made over the years, I'm sure they are happy, but I would also like to ask them for prayers to help me to carry out as well as I possibly can the duties which will fall to me as cardinal.
Now, just talking about the role itself as cardinal, I suppose it's an expansion, you could call maybe an expansion of the work that you have been doing all of your life and continue to do. And
that's,
I suppose,
right,
much more that needs to be done, and as a cardinal you will carry forth and do that.
Well, I suppose there's a more universal role, in the sense you have, you're at the service of the Holy Father. The first one everybody thinks of is about voting in a conclave, but that's, I hope, far away. And but the other one is to be at the service of the Holy Father, to come and offer advice or views on important questions when asked to do so, either individually or as a body. So that's the dimension of it there that immediately comes to mind, and that is one of service of communication, and therefore promoting this wonderful thing that is the communion of life in the church.
We also caught up with the Archbishop of Nairobi, Kenya, John Njue, and asked him what was his reaction to the news he was being raised to cardinal.
It was a very big surprise, because it was news that I did not expect or even think of. And so I simply have to take it with the spirit, once again, of obedience. And I will do what is really possible. That's much I can say. And I say also thank you to the Holy Father for, you know, appointing me. I know it is not an easy task, but I'll do what is possible with the help of God. I think for Kenya, once again, it is a blessing, because we have been now for around 4 years without a cardinal. And I think that is the feeling that is being expressed after the breaking of the news. So there is joy, there is happiness, and I am hopeful that this reception will help us to be able to work together, not only within the Catholic Church, but also with other Christian denominations and also the non-Christians.
Cardinal-designate John Njue of Nairobi, Kenya.